Providence House. Let's bring in the present CEO, Natalie Lee, kind enough to join me for a few minutes on News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Natalie, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, like everybody else, you wake up and you figure out what day is it and what are we doing today?
That's right.
let's first remind everyone the mission and the work of Providence House over the years.
Sure. So as you mentioned, Providence House is Ohio's first crisis nursery. We provide emergency shelter to children newborn to 12 years old whose families are living in a crisis situation that presents a risk of safety for the child. So homelessness, domestic violence, risk of child abuse and neglect, lack of basic needs, basic resources like food and heat and water, substance abuse, mental health issues. And what we do is the children stay with us for up to 90 days, live with us around the clock. We care for them, and we then work with their families to build parenting skills and get them connected to services in the community to recover from those addictions or find housing, find employment, to stabilize the family. And our goal is to preserve that family, to reunite those children successfully. And 98% of our children do successfully go back home with their parents and are safe and stable.
Every child is your child, Providence House. And I know early in this whole COVID thing, it became very apparent your situation, as well as many others, when it comes to caring for kids or families in these situations, it totally changed, at least physically, how you do it, right?
That's right. So, you know, we have 30 beds on our campus. One house has 10 and the other 20. You can't really social distance from infants and toddlers, and the majority of our kids are newborn to 5 years old. And we also don't know where these kids are coming from. So the risk of exposure for our children is very high. A lot of them, the families move and migrate, you know, they couch surf, they're in shelters. So really high risk. And, you know, we've got lots of kids from different families. So there's a big risk that a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old from one family could expose another family's children in that setting to COVID. And so worry about our staff, our caregiving staff, 24 hours a day, and the close quarters of those children. Our facility is built like a house with common living rooms, common dining rooms. And so the ability to social distance, one, in the caregiving, and two, keep kids separated from each other was a real concern for us. So we decided to temporarily close the children's shelter until we felt really confident that we had the protocols and the ability to be as safe as we possibly can be and bring the kids back. So we're still working on that plan. We're monitoring the governor's guidance on daycares, which are still not open, for the same reason schools are not open. You know, large groups of kids together, the risk of infection for them, but the adults that they can then expose is the big concern. We also had to really think about not only the families that we had when we decided to do this, how to get them safely into housing and shelter, but we also do aftercare, we do community-based programs, and these families really needed our help. And so we put our heads together, and our social work team has been working super hard. We're doing phone-based support, counseling, case management, referral to agencies that are still available to help families. We're also doing home delivery of basic need items, diapers, formula, food, laundry, and hygiene supplies. And we're doing 25 to 30 of those deliveries a week. We're supporting 150 Providence House families with phone and home delivery. And then our community partners, Westside Catholic Center, Maydugan Center, the Food Bank, have families coming for food, but they don't do diapers, they don't do formula, they don't do baby products. And so we've had almost 100 referrals from other partners in the community who might run a pantry but don't have those physical products that the families need for their children.
Natalie Leek with me from Providence House. So the need is still there, maybe even more now, but the challenge is serving that need. But sounds like you're working through it the best you and your team can. So annually, you and I'd be talking about a big luncheon. Obviously, we can't get together to do that, but we can virtually help out, right? Tell me about that.
That's right. So we, you know, as soon as this hit, we were like, oh, no, April's our anniversary month. This is our 39th year. And we said, well, how much of it can we bring virtual? Can we invite people in to that experience? It's our one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. 700 people usually come out for this event. So we put it all online, and we've been out there selling raffle tickets for our baskets and, we're enrolling people for the live webinar, which is tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to be live streaming from my office. We've gotten lots of great questions from people as they're registering. There'll be some Q&A. So we're really excited about it. We've got almost 200 people registered to participate so far. People can go online at provhouse.org, and they'll see the link to the luncheon. You can register to participate. You can buy raffle tickets. You can make a donation. So it'll be a new way to do it, but we know that this is probably something we got to think about for months ahead.
Yep.
And how we engage people and keep them informed, share our story, and get their support.
It's the world we're in now. Prom House, I'm looking at the website right now. A couple of clicks, you can be there, be a part of this tomorrow, and make donations and be a part and help what they're doing even during this COVID-19, provhouse.org. Natalie Leake, thank you so much for your time and what you guys do over there. We appreciate it. You guys stay safe, okay?
We will. You too. Thanks so much.